Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up. We thank God for allowing us another day. Yes, today is another day. It is the day that the Lord has made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. We are ready to receive what the Lord has installed for us today. So we are excited today right here at the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance, this circle of friends. And we are just excited what the Lord is doing. And we serve a mighty God. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Our God does not change. Today is Friday, the 13th of December, 2019. We are right at the center of the month. Few more days, 12 days to be exact. It will be Christmas. We'll be celebrating and remembering the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. But you and I, we know every day we celebrate him because he is a good God. So the world will be joining us to celebrate his birthday. So we are very thankful for what the Lord has done, what the Lord is doing, and what the Lord is installed for us in the future. So we're going to start this morning with a prayer. Say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for allowing us to see this new day, Lord. We pray, Father God, that you forgive us of all our sins that we have committed. Knowingly or unknowingly, we pray, Father God, that you cleanse us with your hyssop. Wash us clean, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. That you create in us, Father, a clean heart in the mighty name of Jesus. And do not withhold your Holy Spirit away from us, Father. So we thank you this morning for purging us and cleansing us with your hyssop and not acknowledging our transgressions, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you are a good God. You are a merciful God. For you, Father God, our Lord, you are the light and our salvation. In whom shall we fear? We will fear no one. Except you, Lord, we reverence you, we honor you, we worship you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, this morning for your word encourages us that when the righteous cry, when they come to you, Father, you hear us and you also deliver us from all our troubles. So we delight in that, Father. We delight in you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you give us the desires of our hearts, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Father God, we worship you, we reverence you in the mighty name of Jesus. So this morning, Father God, we just pray and exalt you and honor you that we are ready. We are ready to receive all you have installed for us today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. All the blessings you have installed for us, all the anointing you have installed for us today, we are ready to receive. And we are also ready, Father, to minister to those whom you bring in our presence, those whom you bring in on our way, Father, every brother, every sister we meet today, Father. We are ready. If they need a word of encouragement, we pray for wisdom that you give us the right word to say to them. And those who just need a smile, Lord, we are ready to give them a smile. Some, they just need a nod of our head or just a hug. We are ready to minister, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And some, they do not know you. They need salvation. They need to hear our testimony. We are not going to hold back, Father. We are ready to share your goodness, what you have done for us, to the nation, Father, to the whole world, to whoever we meet today who is ready to hear our testimony. We pray, Father, that you give us the wisdom that we will not let this opportunity pass by in the mighty name of Jesus, that our brothers and sisters, those who are still in darkness, we pray, Father God, for their salvation. Yes, we are still believing for a bumper harvest of souls this year. With these few days, few weeks remaining for this year, we are believing for a bumper harvest of souls. For you are a miracle working God. Yes, what takes us years and months, you can do it instantly, Father. You can do it in a short time. But we do not want to be the ones holding you back, Lord. We do not want to be the ones blocking our brothers and sisters. So we are ready to minister, Father, and win souls for the kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, this morning. We call them forth from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, that they come in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever is holding them, devil, release our brothers and sisters in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Father, that you soften their hearts, that when they hear your voice, when they hear your word, they do not harden their hearts. Give them the heart of flesh, Lord, that when they hear your word, they will honor you, Father, and open up their mouths and confess you as Lord and Savior of their lives and confess their sins. For you are faithful and just to forgive, for you are a forgiving God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We honor you, Lord. We continue praying, Father, because this is the confidence that we have in you, Lord, that if we ask anything according to your will, you will hear us, Lord. And we do know that it is your will, it is your desire that all men should not perish, but should come to repentance and come to everlasting life. So we thank you, Father God, and that we, if we know that you hear us, Father, whatsoever we ask, we know that we will have our petitions heard, and we know that our desires will be fulfilled by you. So that's why we keep on coming to you, Father, because we have confidence in you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we do know that you are a giver of life. You give life, not only life, Lord, but you give it more abundantly. For you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, who was crucified on the cross so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So we are believing for abundant life for our brothers and sisters. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord. We reverent you. We pray, Father God, for our country, our nation, these United States, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and the leadership all the way, Father, starting from our local government, our city councillors, Father, even our neighborhoods, Father. We pray that it will start there and all the way to the White House, Father. We pray, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you arise, Lord, and let your enemies be scattered. Even though things don't look so bright, things don't look so chaotic, Lord, but you are a God of order. We pray, Father God, that you calm this storm. You are a just God. You are a good God. You are a merciful God. God. Nothing surprises you. All this chaos and all this out of order that is going on in our leadership right now, it doesn't surprise you. Some of us, we are surprised. Some of us, we are shocked. But it does not surprise you, Father. You know the end from the beginning, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And you are still on the throne. You still reign. I pray, Father God, this morning for the church to arise and do what you have called us to do, and that is to witness and share the goodness of the Lord. And when we do so, Father, we will have the right people at the right positions, sitting at the right chairs, doing the right thing. So we pray, Father God, for order, order in our leadership, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And anything, any deceit, any hidden agendas, expose them, Father, and that everything will be done in decent and in order, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. We honor you, Lord, and I pray for the families, Lord, because it starts with the family, the way we are brought up and the neighborhoods we grow in and everything that we are exposed on while we are young, and we exhibit those in our adult life. So I pray, Father, that we have a good foundation. And so some of us, we grew up not in a Christian families, but Lord, as the fullness of time, you saw it fit that we have our children as believers, as the children of God. So I pray, Father, for every parent, every grandparent, that you help us, that we live according to your word. As you said, train up your child the way they should go, so that when they get old, they will not depart from it. So we pray, Father God, that you help us as parents and grandparents, that we sow the good seed in these young people, in these children. And there is no time that you are an on-time God, regardless of how old we are, regardless of what we have missed as parents. But you are a God of redemption. You can redeem your people, Lord. You make all the crooked ways straight. You make all the rough places smooth. In the mighty name of Jesus, I honor you, Lord. I glorify your name this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you, we adore you, because in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. Without you, we can do nothing. In the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you, we adore you, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We honor you, Lord. We reverence you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, everybody. We just thank God this morning for his goodness and his mercy that endureth forever. So this morning, we would like to start by acknowledging everyone who is here. And if you have a prayer request, we will take the prayer request. And if you have a praise report, we will also take a praise report at the same time as you acknowledge yourself. So the lines are open right now, and we're going to take the prayer request, and we're going to praise God for the prayer needs. So what we're going to do is we will take all the prayer requests together. We are not going to pray in between taking requests. We are not going to praise in between praise reports. We're just going to take them all, and then we will designate the time to take the pray. Okay? Praise God. So let's acknowledge who is here, and we're going to thank God. Amen?
Good morning. Minda Davis, request and prayer.
Good morning, Miss Linda.
Good morning.
Praise God.
Good morning, this is Chris.
Morning. Good morning, Apostle Horsley's here. Good morning. Prayer and requests for the family and traveling mercies in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Good morning. Alice Marie here.
Good morning, my sister.
Good morning.
This is Grace. This is Grace. I'm requesting prayer for myself, my health, for marriages, and for our leadership. I heard that this morning. I'm thankful to be here.
Praise God.
Good morning.
I'm asking for prayer for myself and my family. God bless.
That's Sister Jeannie.
Sister Jeannie. God bless.
Yes. Good morning, Sister. Praise God.
Good morning, Belinda. I'm asking for prayer.
Good morning, my sister.
Good morning. Thank you.
Amen. Good morning. This is Darlene.
Good morning, Pastor Darlene.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sister. Just requesting prayer for myself and my family and the community. Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Any praise reports?
Yes, Apostle Hussey, I got a praise report. I thank God for being here. Thank God that everything's gone smooth. I have a job that I came in. I have to go travel to get the job, but we have to do what we have to do. We thank God for it. And because He works miracles so great, hallelujah to God. And smoothness, hallelujah. How God just works things so smoothly when you begin to worship and praise Him. Hallelujah to God. All the confusion came in. Even so, after it came through, how things just seemed to hinder, even down to the telephone. It just wouldn't let you through. It wouldn't pick up things. But I thank God for the victory over every weakness, shortcoming, and failure. I thank God for what He's doing in Jesus' name. I give Him the praise, honor, and glory for it. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. I would just like to testify and give my praise report over this entire year. God has been good. We faced several challenges, even on the prayer line. Different ones have had operations, and God has brought different ones through. I believe Sister Yvonne, Apostle Horsley, Sister Lourdes' daughter, my daughter, and I may not be able to remember everybody, but God has brought us all through, and that is so awesome. You know, when you go into an operating room and you come out okay, and then there's a sister at our church, her name is Camilla, and she had an operation on her shoulder, and it was okay. That was yesterday, so we thank God for that. And we're just thanking God for the answered prayer. Somebody's making noise in the background. If you could mute your line, I'm not sure who that is, but if you could just mute your line so that everybody can hear what we're saying. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, so we just thank the Lord that He continues to answer our prayers, and we're here to pray. I mean, that's what we do, and we're in agreement with the Word of God. So we just thank God for the opportunity to be in His presence and to be here today, because we could be in the ground and not be able to speak. Yeah. So we thank the Lord today for all He's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. And we do thank God for the souls. As a pastor, Scholastic was praying for the souls this morning. We're thanking God for the souls that are coming into the kingdom. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And I'm going to ask. Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. I know I hadn't been on the prayer line for a week, but I had an auntie / cousin. She coded, but God revived her, and she's on dialysis now. Her name is Ann Billings, and I just want to thank God that He revived her and she's alive today. And I think she's like 80 years old. And I just want to thank you all, even if I'm absent from the prayer line. You guys are still praying for us. And I just come in agreement with everybody for restoration, for marriages, and God will turn everybody's heart toward him, that we will all return to our first love, which is, you know, Almighty God, he first loved us. So thank you for all the prayers, even when I'm absent.
Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just want to come back in and thank God. Like Pastor Darlene said, I was making a short testimony for all the testimonies that that came through and how he had blessed and kept us over the years. And as she was testifying, I thank God because so many people die in the hospital, a medical emergency, and I just want to give God praise in the name of Jesus because he's just so wonderful. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes, praise him.
Okay. He's worthy of the glory. The honor, the glory. He didn't have to, hallelujah, bring us out. Hallelujah. But he did. And sometimes we get so close to their death experience while we in there. Hallelujah. But it's the Almighty God, our Father. The great hallelujah. I just want to give him praise, hallelujah, because he's alone, is worthy. Okay, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus. And I do thank God also for he has been so good to me twice within a month. The devil wanted to take me out and something to do with we can call it an accident, but it's always something flying and landing on my car, and God always sent his angels to protect. So I know prayer changes things, and God hears prayer and he answers prayer, and all those prayers we pray, they are not going in vain. And as we were hearing and listening to the praises, the Holy Spirit just reminded me of our great commission, the great commission we were commissioned on by the Lord. And, you know, I'm just reminded that at the beginning of the year, this year, 2019, at the beginning, I don't know everything right now because I don't have my notebook with me, but I know I made a commitment to the Lord, and I said, I would like to love you, God, this year, and I would like to love your people and to love your work. So this is the greatest commission, and he just brought it to my remembrance. And while we are there, you know, I'm just thinking of how we ask God and we pray and we bring our petitions. And then when we bring our petitions, when we ask God for help, he helps us. So we receive. We have to use the faith we have and receive, because our God is a giver and he is a God who answers prayer. So we receive. When we receive what we have petitioned for, we need also to ask God for wisdom so that we can manage what we have received well, so that the enemy will not steal those things from us. But three things that happens: we ask, we receive, and we need the ability to manage. We have to manage the things. And I just praise God for what he is doing. Last night with my family, we had a wonderful time. It was not a go-to-bed prayer as usual. And God gave me a word, and I shared the word with my children. And when we were done, they all testified and say, this is my word. This, I really needed this. So we had a mini church last night in my house, and we had time to sing and dance and praise the Lord, you know, those things. And the Bible says when we put on the garment of praise, the spirit of heaviness flees from you. And I thank God for what he is doing. And I know it's not just my family, because he is an omnipresent God, and he is an omnipotent God. He is everywhere. He is able to help us all at the same time. That's the goodness of our God. And I thank you also. I want to praise God for yesterday. My oldest daughter, praise, she had some dental work. It took them almost 3 hours to work in her mouth, a little bit over 3 hours to work on her mouth. And she came home, and within a little bit, she was able to eat. She said, oh, I thought I was going to have a hard time to eat. I feel a little bit weird, but I feel good. By dinner time, she was feeling good. And I know it's not the perfection of the doctors only, but it is God's love, and he is the healer. You know, they did what they have learned at school, and for them to do it the right way and not cut a nerve and not disturb a nerve, it's God's grace. You know, those little things, they are not even little. So that's a blessing, because there are people who go to a simple procedure at the dentist, as simple as pulling a tooth, they will not make it off the table. So I am really grateful and thank God for your prayers. Amen. I was not planning to do this, but, you know, God, that's why I love the Holy Spirit. You know, that's what we do here. We let him take charge. We let him be in control. God knew we needed to hear each other's testimony, that he is a God who hears and answers prayer. So that gives us the confidence that all these prayers, all these requests we have, and we take them to him in prayer, and that's the confidence we have, that he will hear us. Not only does he hear us, but he answers. He gives us our petitions. Our petitions are met. He gives us the desires of our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. We're going to go and pray for these prayer needs. But before we do, I got a couple scriptures I want to share with us or encourage us. And then we get into prayer and take these petitions to the Lord in prayer. Amen. And just a recap on our scripture of the week, if anyone has missed it. It is in the book of 2 Chronicles 20, verses 20 to 22. They are just three verses, but I will encourage you to read the whole book so that you can understand what is going on. And on verse 20, the B part of verse 20, it says, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. So believing and faith, everything we do here as children of God, we operate by faith and believing that our God is able and he will do what he says he will do. For he will not let his word, he honors his word. Our God is not like man that he should lie. So we thank him. And in the same verse, it also encourages us, or in those three verses we read, I believe it's on the 21 verse B, part of verse B on 21, where he says, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. So as we believe and take our petitions to him, and he establishes us, and believe in the prophets and his word. There are a lot of prophetic words that come to it right at this prayer line. And as we hear and obey them, God and praise him, he is merciful and his mercy endureth forever. The other two scriptures I would like to share with us before we pray is... let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, and we're just going to pick the three verses. This scripture really blessed my soul earlier this week when... The Lord gave it to me during my reading time. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 and 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. This is the type of war we are in. It's not a fleshly war, but it's a spiritual war. And we do it through the mighty hand of God. God help us. The good part of our war, we are winners before we even wage war, before we even go to the battlefield. We are already winners. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty. They are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of the strongholds and casting down imaginations. All those imaginations that are not of God, that's part of the warfare, casting them down. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, proudful, pompous, thinking that you are better than other people, all those will be cast down and bringing into captive every thought to the obedience of Christ, that we renew our mind. We stay connected. We have been having teaching, good teachings. I encourage everybody, if you miss any of the teachings or you just want a recap, get in touch with Pastor Darlene, how you can reach back to those teachings to stay connected. My Bible teaches me that if any, we are the branches and our Lord is the vine, and any branch that is not connected to the vine, when it falls off, it dies, it loses life. I remember growing up, I grew up in the country, although my parents had another house in the city, but we spent most of our time and our holidays at the farm. When my mom sent us to go and fetch firewood, we were not going to the trees and take fresh branches. We would go around looking for those branches that had fallen off, whether it was by weather, whether it's they fell off because a certain animal climbed the tree, was too heavy and made the branch fall, or for whatever reason. We would take those. For one, we knew they were dry, they were not so heavy. And for two, we knew that they would make fire, they would burn fast because they are dry. That's what happens with our spiritual life. If we do not stay connected, we fall off, we dry out. And all storms of life, all darts of the enemy will attack us. So just a recap on that, and just encourage someone. If you are not following those series, I will encourage you to follow those series. They are going to minister to you and encourage your soul and encourage your spirit. And the last scripture I would like to for us to read is Psalm 121. This is another familiar scripture. And it reads, this is also David, you know, reminding us and, you know, just exalting the Lord. We all know the story of David and most of his writings. So this is Psalm 121, 121. I lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence comes my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. That's our Lord. So when you go back and read this psalm, put where it says thy, thee, you, put me, put your name on there. That the Lord watches over me. The Lord, and sometimes you have to command your soul. You have to command you to do the right thing and say, the Lord watches over me. And he does not allow my foot to slip. And he who watches over me does not slumber. He will not slumber nor sleep. Our God does not take vacation. We got a lot of people this week and this end of the year. They are trying to scramble and try to make sure they do not lose their vacation days at work because they have that policy, lose or use or lose, and they are trying to use their time. But our Lord does not have that. He does not go on vacation. He is powerful. He is mighty. He doesn't need all that. He neither slumber nor sleep. He doesn't take vacation. He doesn't take leave. He doesn't get weary. He doesn't get tired. He is a mighty God. So with that, knowing how powerful our God is and how mighty he is, and that he is, that's the confidence we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he will hear us. And I know it is God's will that all men should not perish but have everlasting life. That he sent his son, that he loved us so much that he sent his son, that whosoever believe in him will not perish but have everlasting life. And he came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Sickness and diseases are not abundant life. They are not of God. And that's why we bring these petitions to him. So at this time, we're going to pray, and we are going to pray for traveling mercies for our brothers and sisters, families traveling. Some will be traveling to families. Some family members will be traveling to us, and some on business, some for family for this holiday season. There is a lot of traveling. I was shocked yesterday when they were talking about the traveling helping. I think it's AAA, and how many thousands and thousands and thousands of people whom they are expecting to be traveling this Christmas holiday. And they said it is a larger number than the one for the previous years. So let's pray for traveling mercies, and that everything will go on as planned. And we also going to pray for against the generational curses. I was sharing with my children last night, and I said, sometimes we have to cut those generational curses, because if you look back, you see it's becoming a pattern. Somebody in the family, an aunt, an uncle, a grandma, a grandpa, it's just flowing within the bloodline. But we have the power, we have the authority to cut those generational curses with the blood of Jesus. So I would like for us to also pray for all those generational curses for ourselves and also for our children and children's children. And pray for families. We got to pray for families. It has been a big thing. I got a couple of prayer requests earlier this week, and it has been about families. Marriages. Our God is a stable God. He is a God of restoration. He is the one who initiated marriage. He started the first marriage of Adam and Eve. God is our, he is the one, he honors marriages. but the devil is taking advantage of it, and it's creeping. It's no longer 50% in the church and 50% out there. It is like wildfire. Divorces are like wildfire. They are invading our marriages, and enough is enough. He has taken enough from us. We don't have to sit on the sidelines and let him destroy marriages while we are watching. Our family members, maybe you and I might have fallen here and there, but we have demanded. We know how painful it is. So we're going to stand so that our brothers and sisters will not go through what we have gone through. So we're going to pray for marriages. We're going to pray for health. It is God's desire for us to have a good health, no sickness or disease that our God cannot heal. So we're going to open our mouths together right now, for one can conquer 1,000 and two can conquer thousands upon thousands. For a strong, a prayer of agreement is powerful. So let us pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we just come before you.
Bless your name, God.
We just praise your name this morning, God. We know that you are the God of restoration.
Oh, my God, we thank you for your word that says you pray in the righteous name. Tell us much, oh, my God. Our God, you said to open our mouth wide, oh, God, and that you would fill it, oh, God. We ask you, oh, God, that God, we pour and praise unto your name, oh, God, before our mouth is full.
You
open our mouth, oh, God. It
we
is full of God,
and
it is full of God, and we sing praise to
you. I pray for
your
husband and every wife right now, Lord God,
endures forever, O Lord God. We bless your name, O God. We have been defeated, O God, and we are scattered, O God. We say, when you come out before us again, the cause has to scatter.
Praise
God, O Lord God.
We pray for
our children, Lord God. We pray for
the
household of faith, Lord God. We have faith, Lord God, because you gave it. And
for
you, Lord God, we do not let our
weapons be
in our bosom, Lord God.
We
pray for
our
rise,
Lord God.
Thank you,
God. We know
that you are alive.
Bless
your name, that you are alive.
Thank
you, Lord
God. Let your hearts straight, O Lord God.
God.
At this time,
we thank you that you are
going to
turn on. We thank you that you are going to turn on.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord
God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you,
Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, L
up and call you
Right now, we let your will be done, and we thank you for that. You're all powerful.
all-knowing God.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
You've already pulled down those strongholds. And we thank you for it right now.
Thank you, Lord, our God, that I am a prophet.
Thank you for your joy. We just thank you for everything. that right now. We know,
you are God. You God
In Jesus' name. I'm just reminded of some. We are at the top of the hour as we go to the weekend. Psalm 91 says, "He that dwells under the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say unto the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall come at shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Only with thy eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou shalt meet the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitat. They shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague you come near thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways." That's the kind of God we serve. You can read the whole Psalm 91. I just read the first 10 verses. And we know that surely His goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives as we dwell in His house forever and ever. God bless you, and you have a wonderful weekend. It is going to be a better weekend than last weekend, nice and cool, and it is truly beginning to look like Christmas over here, because it is a little bit chilly, and our God is still on the throne. And as we gather around with our families and our friends, I just want to remind you, you know, as friends, I don't know about your family. When my family gets together, I have to continually remind them, because they make jokes and they talk to each other jokingly, but sometimes the jokes are not as positive. You know, you think you are just playing, and I remind them there is power in the words. Let's speak positive, even when we are playing and having fun. We can play and have fun speaking positive. We don't want to be speaking a curse and negative to each other. In Jesus' name. I don't know if Pastor Darlene has anything. If not, you all have a good weekend. I will leave it to Pastor Darlene.
Well, just to say thank you, Pastor Scholastica, for this awesome time in the Lord and all the scriptures you've given us. And I pray that as we continue the fast and we end it today, that we will have heard something from the Lord, and the Lord has deposited something in your spirit, and that we walk in the things that God has given us. And you've said it all. I love you all. Have a wonderful weekend. Adios.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, "Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and He rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God." Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest.
Yes, because if you
the
are
street
late,
is spelled A R D L E Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.